In all the debate over Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers, there has been almost no mention of her 29 years as a corporate lawyer. Business interests in Washington have dreamt of having a justice with such experience, but as NPR's Peter Overby reports, they're not rushing to Myers' side.
Even as other conservatives fight over the Myers nomination, one might expect that the business wing of the Republican alliance, especially corporations, would be quietly lining up senators to vote for her. But that is not happening. Virginia Republican George Allen, interviewed on Tuesday, said business lobbyists haven't been coming around.
Well, I've read that some like the, but they can speak up for themselves. They don't need a problem. They're independent groups.
Through most of the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, Myers worked at a big law firm in Dallas. Her clients included Microsoft and Disney, the drug maker Shearing Plough, and the financial giant Chase Manhattan. The Senate Judiciary Committee asked her to recount the 10 most significant cases she litigated. In 7 of the 10 she listed, she was defending a corporate client. Moreover, Myers' nomination comes at a time when many corporate leaders have decided they have to work more aggressively to reshape the federal judiciary. Two of the biggest business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, now actively lobby for judicial nominees. But around Washington's K Street, where many of the biggest lobby firms have their offices, support for Harriet Myers isn't picking up momentum. The U.S. Chamber praised Myers when she was nominated. Bruce Jostin, the chamber's executive vice president for government affairs, says an official endorsement is expected in due course. But active lobbying isn't planned until the Judiciary Committee holds hearings next month.
If necessary at that point, what we would do would be to go up and visit with senators who are undecided or who have expressed some opposition viewpoints about her nomination and try and visit with them.
The National Association of Manufacturers is moving, but on the same cautious timetable. It has a committee to review judicial nominations, but the committee won't meet till next week. Manufacturers Association Senior Vice President Patrick Cleary echoes a common K Street concern that abortion, gay rights, and similar issues have taken over the debate about judges and justices.
They have been viewed through a very narrow prism of social issues, when in fact very, very little percentage of a federal judge's time is spent on those issues. In reality, 80% of a federal judge's time is spent on issues we care about.
Issues like regulations and property rights. But as Bruce Jostin at the U.S. Chamber admits, that doesn't mean business groups want to open a debate at this point with the religious right.
I don't know how we, the business community, could relate to their specific concern.
Other leading business groups, including the Business Roundtable and National Federation of Independent Business, have no plans to get involved in the Supreme Court debate. So for now, the K Street lobbyists will sidestep the battle at hand, the one within the conservative world of the GOP, and they'll hope Myers' nomination survives to the next stage, where they can engage in the more traditional work of wooing lawmakers. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.